great to be joined by Jason Smith now, and he's our 8th District Congressman here in Missouri. We'll talk about the goings-on in Washington and what he's hearing from his constituents here in Missouri as well. But Jason, I might as well set the table. We were talking before we came on the air, and I had remembered that you had kind of advanced the notion there in D.C. That Congress should be held to the same type of expectations that state legislatures are, and actually produce balanced budgets. I know that'll be a tough sale, but maybe a good way to lead in to a conversation about this year's budget as well. Did you get laughter when you first introduced that idea to the folks there in D.C.?
You know, Chad, I believe that, you know, if the people in the state of Missouri have to balance their budget, if everyone who I represent has to balance their family's budget or their business's budget, I thought that Washington should have to do the same thing, but apparently it's went over like a lead balloon among some of my colleagues, and now I'm pushing just to have a budget.
Right, and that's the issue right now, is that there's so much discord right now, and I know that the elephant right now is of course the money that President Trump is wanting to build the wall on the southern border. Are there other though issues that go into finding the right budget this time as well?
Oh, exactly. I mean, the budget is over $4 trillion, so it includes everything from Social Security, Medicare funding, our military. What's been getting a lot of attention, as you highlighted, is the president asked for $8.6 billion to go towards funding the wall along the southern border. It basically, the budget, when the president sends it over to Congress, it's a starting point throughout the whole congressional budget process. Then there's hearings in the budget committee, which I serve on. Then a budget will be adopted in the budget committee, will be sent to the House floor, then, of course, go through the process of making it to the House and the Senate, and then back to, hopefully, to the president's desk. It's going to be interesting because budgets are a statement of priorities. And the president sent his statement of priorities, like I said, funding the wall. He also made permanent the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which is something, of course, I strongly support. When the House Democrats author their budget, it's going to be very interesting because I would assume that they will put their priorities of like the Green New Deal, universal health care, maybe free tuition for all, and it'll be amazing if they can figure out a way to pay for all those priorities. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting process. I hope that we do get a budget where we can vote on the floor and see where it goes.
I know that there's a phrase that Al Sullivan, one of our kind of local guys around here, uses sometimes that might be fitting, and he talks about kicking the can down the road, and the fact that, you know, right now it seems like all the funding is kind of temporary and patchwork. How long do you think that Congress can operate in that manner without really settling on something?
You know, it's frustrating. I use that phrase all the time, yeah, too, is Congress continues to kick the can down the road. That was one of the main reasons why I voted against the last omnibus bill that reopened government, is because it was not fixing the problems at hand. It was clearly just kicking the can down the road until October 1st. Of course, we have to fund government by October 1st for the next fiscal year. This is the beginning point, is starting with the budget, and then you appropriate the money that's within it. So it's a long process, and especially with how divided government is right now with different priorities. I just hope we can get the ball moving.
You'd mentioned the Green New Deal and the actual resolution sponsored by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But, I mean, it, you know, pretty radical in terms of how the country operates right now. The Green New Deal has things like being 100% on renewable fuels, you know, absolutely no fossil fuels, guaranteeing jobs for people, you know, a lot of socialistic ideas there as well. Is that something? Is the Green New Deal something that people are completely split over, or do Republicans feel like there are any good ideas in that?
I haven't found a Republican who thinks there's a good idea in it. Republicans believe that we need to have affordable, clean energy. We believe in protecting the environment. But the proposal that's in the Green New Deal, which has more than 100 co-sponsors amongst House Democrats and the majority of the people on the Democrat side running for president, it bans all affordable energy. And it basically bans air travel. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then, of course, what hits home, it wants to eliminate gases from cows. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. And I tell people, look where we have the cleanest air and the cleanest water. It's our home. It's Southeast Missouri.
Yeah.
We have the best air, the best water, but we have a lot more cows than what they do in New York City, where AOC is from.
Mm-hmm.
And our air and our water is much better than it is in New York City. So I don't think the cows is creating that problem.
Are the budget issues kind of taking up everyone's, you know, all the legislators' time right now? Are legislators and congressmen, are they kind of being distracted with other issues that maybe they would normally be concerned about as well? Or has the kind of the regular business been operating as well?
This week has been the focus on the president's budget since it was released on Monday. We had a hearing on the budget committee about the president's budget on Tuesday. Today we had a hearing with Secretary Mnuchin on Ways and Means, which I also serve on, in regards to the revenues that's forecasted from the president's budget. So this week has mainly been in regards to the budget, but every week is a different week and a new adventure in Congress nowadays.
Sure it is. And I know when we have issues like this, I always ask you, so I'll do it again. You have a prediction?
A prediction on
how the budget's going to end up being finalized?
You know, I am very concerned. The day that we were having the very first hearing in the budget committee, the chairman of the budget committee made the statement he wasn't sure if the House Democrats could agree on a budget to pass. And I'm very hopeful that out of the past 8 years that the Republicans have been in control in Congress and the Democrats have objected to our budgets for 8 straight years, this is their time to propose what they think a budget for the United States of America should look like. And I hope that they can bring one to the floor so we can all amend it and vote on it.
Any other issues that you're hearing from constituents in the 8th District that you're kind of working on or come to mind?
Of course. You know, we hear of all different issues. Of course, feral hogs has turned into a huge problem in our area, and we are for complete eradication of feral hogs. But we also believe that you need to use every tool in the toolbox to make sure we get rid of those things. Trapping, hunting, everything. That's turned into a big issue that we've been facing for a long time. As someone who, you know, farms, I've seen the damage of it myself. We just can't let it get out of hand.
That's true. Well, Jason, thanks for your time. We always appreciate catching up with you, and maybe we'll talk about the finalization of the budget next time, huh?
Let's hope so.
All right, Jason.
Talking
Smith.
With you, Chad.
Yeah, you too. Jason Smith, 8th District Congressman, joining us on this report on Regional Radio.